Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
With that familiar theme song, we're reminded it's time once again for the Harvest Time Gospel Broadcast. This is a daily broadcast with special emphasis on missions and world evangelization under the direction of Dr. Steny Ballew of Resaca, Georgia. And now, here is Brother Ballew and today's broadcast.
Thank you and greetings, radio friends. What a joy and privilege it is to come to your place of listening and share together with you another Harvest Time broadcast. I praise the Lord for this wonderful privilege that our Lord allows us to study the Word of God together. I trust that if it's at all possible, you'll get your Bible and follow along with us as we open the Word of God today. We're turning again in our Bible to the book of the Revelation, chapter number 5, and we're continuing our study on revival from these verses of Scripture. In verse number 4 and verse number 5, the Bible said, "Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love." And then in verse 5, he said, "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and will remove the candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." We look first of all at the word remember. Then there is the word repent. Then there's the word repeat or do the first works. And then there is the word or else I will remove thy candlestick out of his place except thou repent. So we're looking at the word remember, the word repent, the word repeat, and the word remove. We've already looked at the first word, the word remember. And on yesterday, I took you back to the early days of our Christian life, and we remembered five things. Number one, we remembered when salvation was changed. Number two, we remembered when Sunday was church. Number three, we remembered when service was commitment. Number four, we remembered when separation was common. And then number five, we remembered when sins were confessed. And we looked at that on the broadcast yesterday. And on the broadcast today, I want to look at the word repent. God said remember. And then as you remember, God said repent. Now I realize there are those who would undermine the importance of repentance in our day. But this Bible is full of teaching on repentance. Let me start by saying to you, first of all, that repentance is not a work of man. You cannot produce repentance in and of yourself. The Bible said in the book of Romans, chapter number 2 and verse number 4, that it's the goodness of God that leadeth thee to repentance. Friend, repentance is a gift of God, and it's God leading you to repentance. And it's the goodness of God that leads us to repentance. It is of his mercy and his grace that repentance is wrought in our life. Notice again, the Bible said in 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse number 10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. But the sorrow of this world worketh death." Now, I want to say again, I do not have it in me, and you do not have it in you, to work repentance in our own life. No, it's not a works of man. It is a work of God. Godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of. Now, I know there's a question, well, does a sinner have to repent to be saved? And of course, the simple Bible answer to that is yes. And as a matter of fact, being saved is not the only time you repent, but you will repent the rest of your life. But I thought about this for our study today. You can determine the importance of a subject by seeing who speaks on that subject and what they have to say. And so I want to look at four people in the Bible and see what they said about repentance, and let God speak to our heart from the Word of God. First of all, let me say to you that John the Baptist preached repentance. He said in the book of Matthew, chapter number 3, verse number 2, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." And of course, everybody who studies the Bible knows that John's message was a message of repentance. He told them to bring forth fruit worthy of repentance. So we find from the Word of God that John the Baptist preached repentance. Then we find in the Word of God that the Lord Jesus Christ preached repentance. I give you these three thoughts about the ministry of Christ. First of all, his first message found in Mark chapter 1, verse number 15, and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel." Now we learn from that the goodness of God leads us to repentance, and godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation that needeth not to be repented of. But we also learn that the final responsibility of our repenting is left up to us. We can shun the work of God's mercy that works repentance in our life, and we can go on our own way. Or we can repent and receive forgiveness of our sins. So the first message of the Lord Jesus Christ was a message of repentance. And then the messages he preached in the middle of his ministry were still messages of repentance. Notice this one example. The Bible said in Luke chapter 13, verse number 3, our Lord said, "I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." And again in verse number 5, the same words, "I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish." So we find our Lord preaching repentance in his first message. We find that he is still preaching repentance in the middle of his ministry. But did he change his message? No. Let's come to Luke chapter number 24 and verse number 47. And we will find that after his resurrection, he's still preaching repentance. He said, "And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem." But let me give you another thought. He even writes back 7 letters to 7 churches in Revelation chapter 2 and chapter 3, some years after his ascension. While he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, he told John the Beloved to write. And to 5 of those 7 churches, he sends them a message of repentance. So John the Baptist preached repentance, and the Lord Jesus Christ preached repentance. And then we find that Peter preached repentance. In Acts chapter 2, verse number 38, "Then Peter said unto the Jews that were present there on the day of Pentecost, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." He said that. Then notice again Peter's second message in Acts chapter 3, verse number 19. "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." You see, Simon Peter believed that it took repentance for sins to be blotted out. But not only did he preach repentance in his first message and in his second message, but in what I'm simply calling his last message, as he writes to us in the book of 2 Peter, chapter 3, verse number 9. He said, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." So we see that John the Baptist preached repentance, Jesus Christ preached repentance, and Simon Peter preached repentance. But now then, let's come to Paul. Let's see what Paul preached. In the book of Acts, chapter number 17, verse number 30, Paul at Mars Hill said to those people that were assembled there, in the times of this ignorance, God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Notice again in Acts chapter number 20, verse number 20 and 21, speaking to the saints there at Ephesus, he said, and how I kept back nothing that was profitable for you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jew and also to the Greek, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see from the word of God that John the Baptist preached repentance. Jesus Christ preached repentance. Simon Peter preached repentance. And Paul the Apostle preached repentance. Then the question arises, well, preacher, who is to repent? Some would say it is to the Jews only. But I want you to notice three groups of people in the Bible that are told to repent. First of all, the Bible commands the saints to repent. Back in our text verse in Revelation chapter number 2, in verse number 5, he was not speaking to sinners, but speaking to the saints in the church at Ephesus. When he said, remember from whence thou art fallen, and repent and do thy first works. So saints are commanded to repent. And then we find that sinners are to repent. The Bible said here in the book of Luke, chapter number 15, in verse number 7, I say unto you, that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than 99 just persons which need no repentance. Again in Luke 15:10, likewise I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. And the rich man in hell said about his own brethren, if Lazarus goes back and testifies to them, they will repent. In hell, the rich man knew it would take repentance to keep his brethren out of the flames of hell. But the Bible teaches us that saints are to repent. The Bible teaches us that sinners are to repent. And if that's not enough, the Bible teaches us in Acts 17:30, in the time of this ignorance God winked at, listen, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. So we find that John the Baptist preached repentance. We find that the Lord Jesus Christ preached repentance. We find that Simon Peter preached repentance. And Paul the Apostle preached repentance. Well, I see our time is gone. We'll continue tomorrow, the Lord willing. Father, take the word, use it to your glory. I pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Behold, the fields are white, it's harvest time.
Well, I trust the broadcast was a blessing to you today. This is Brother Blue speaking. Let me remind you that Harvest Time is a listener-supported radio ministry. God has been so gracious to allow us to preach on many stations across the country and then around the world several times a day by internet as well as shortwave radio. And the only way we can pay the bills and continue to broadcast is that you, the listener, share with us in the financial burden of the radio ministry. Simply address that letter to Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. That's Harvest Time, 179 Promise Land Drive, Resaca, Georgia, 30735. And be sure to join us each weekday, Monday through Friday, at this same time. God bless you until the next broadcast.
I do not wait.